this is The Show That Goes Like This with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say, like the legend of the Phoenix.
Here's the reason why.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
Mr. Bombastic!
They said, oh, what a night. Oh, the video.
If they had been like me.
It's like that, and that's the way it is.
Well, hello, one and all. A huge welcome once again to the show that goes like this. With me, Ben Simmons, and I've prepared something special, not just for tonight, something that's going to go into the next 4 weeks of this very show at this very time on Phoenix FM. What on earth is happening then? Well, as you know, if you regularly tune in to the show that goes like this, you are guaranteed good songs of a wide variety of music, not constrained by genre or time. Happy to play anything as long as it fits in with the theme of the show. And at this time of year, as you get into December, you get a lot of Christmas music, but you also get kind of countdowns, don't you, of the best songs of the year, best songs of all time that get updated. And I thought, having counted down the top 20 sellers in previous history of the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, noughties and 2010s, it was now time for a definitive list of the best songs of all time according to the show that goes like this. Prepare for some surprises. It's songs that mean a lot to me, that I've always enjoyed listening to. There's definitely still a wide variety of good songs that you will get by staying tuned to this programme tonight and beyond. So we're counting down the top 100 songs of all time, according to me and the show that goes like this team. So tonight you're going to hear 25 fantastic songs with a little bit of me babbling in between them. And telling you some information about them. So I'm sure it's going to be entertaining for everybody. Don't go anywhere. 98.0 FM if you're in the area. PhoenixFM.com if you're not. And the first track tonight at number 100 in my list of the greatest songs of all time. Probably a surprise. 100, you think there's a lot to choose from. But this one takes us back to Pop Idol in 2002. But possibly not the way you think. Over to the two finalists duetting together.
The long and winding road that leads to your door will never disappear. I've seen that road before. It always leads me to your door. The wild and windy night that the rain washed away. Crying for the day. Why leave me standing here? Let me know the way.
Many times I've been alone, Many times I've cried.
Standing here.
go.
Phoenix FM.
There can't be many tracks originally recorded by the Beatles that have been covered by two people from a final of Pop Idol or even X Factor that people would prefer. But I don't. Well, the Beatles were slightly before my time, really, and I do appreciate the songwriting talents of the Beatles, but I've really loved that version of The Long and Winding Road by Will Young and Gareth Gates. I was as shocked as everyone else when Will Young won Pop Idol and it wasn't Gareth Gates, because that seemed to be where it was going. But I remember in the VTs running up to the final, they showed that song with the two of them kind of duetting together, putting their rivalry aside, and I found it quite heartwarming. So always enjoyed that track. So that was number 100 on the greatest songs of all time, according to the show that goes like this. What on earth is going to be at 99? Well, that was 2002. We're now going back to the mid-1970s. I've always enjoyed tracks with a 70s vibe, a little bit of a disco vibe as well. This isn't quite as obviously disco as many 70s tracks. Still pretty funky, though. And just to think, one of the people involved in this song wouldn't have another number one for 14 years after this one. Time for a bit of Elton John and Kiki D.
Don't go breaking.
Phoenix FM.
That's what I love about this programme, the ability to jump decades, quite literally, very regularly, and expect that to happen on this countdown. We've only done two, and we've gone from the noughties back to the 70s, and we're going forward to the noughties again in a minute, but Elton John and Kiki D there, 1976, classic track, definitely a feel-good track, and that's why it features on this list. It's just one of those you kind of can't help wanting to get involved with, wanting to sing along to, wanting to slightly sway with, and if you stood up, probably have a quick boogie as well. Don't Go Breaking My Heart, absolute classic. Right, jumping forward once again then to 2007, when this next track was released, and this now is number 8 on the list. About a man who's covered many topics in his music, but this one somehow covers everything.
You're a falling star, you're the getaway car, you're the light in the sand when I go too far. You're the swimming pool on an August day, and you're the perfect thing to say. And you play it cold, but it's kinda cute. Oh, when you're smiling at me, you know exactly what you do. Baby, don't pretend that you don't know it's true, 'cause you can see it when I look at you. And in this crazy life, and through these crazy, make me sing your every line, your every word, your everything. You're a carousel, you're a wishing well, and you light me up when you ring my bell. You're a mystery, you're from outer space, you're every minute of my everyday. And I can't believe that I'm your man, and I get to kiss you, baby, just because I can. Whatever comes our way, I will see it through, and you know that's what our love can do. And in this crazy life, and through these crazy times, it's you, you make me sing your every line, your every word, your everything.
There we have a Michael Bublé track from before the world had completely gone Bublé crazy. In fact, that only got to number 38 in the UK singles chart, slightly unbelievably, considering the success he's had all over the world. I think, considering all the countries that everything was released in, it only ever reached number 1 in Italy. There's a shocker for you. But I've always enjoyed listening to that one, and in doing the research for this show, found out something shocking about this track. Maybe you educated listeners knew this already, but Michael Bublé used to date Emily Blunt, now an incredibly successful Hollywood actress, and that song was written for her by Michael Bublé. So there's a shocker, I did not know that. Does she still listen to it fondly? Was it a bad breakup? We need more details to know the full truth of the matter. But yeah, there you go. Michael Bublé's everything dedicated to Emily Blunt. Does he watch A Quiet Place now and wonder about what could have been had they stayed together? Is he secretly jealous of John Krasinski? Does he not care at all because he's moved on to a new relationship himself and thinks everybody should move on in some way or another, as I will now. To the next one on the list, Bublé at number 98 then in this countdown. Remember, tonight we're only going as far as number 76 before we carry on in future weeks. But what will be number 97 in this countdown? Well, it's back to the early / mid-90s once again. I wouldn't tell a lie to you. I swear.
I swear by the moon and the stars in the skies, and I swear like the shadow that's by your side. I see the questions in your eyes, I know what's weighing on your mind. You can be sure I know my part, 'cause I stand beside you through the years. You'll only cry those happy tears, and though I make mistakes, I'll never break. By the moon and the stars in the skies, I'll be there. I swear, like the shadow that's by your side, I'll be there. For better or worse, till death do us part, I'll love you with
your dreams with these two hands. We'll hang some memories on the walls, and when just the two of us are there, you won't have to ask if I still care, 'cause as the
Phoenix FM.
Definitely one of those tracks you can't help but want to sing along to, all for one, and I swear. Yes, a great track. In fact, very successful all over the world, reaching number one in the likes of Australia, Austria, Canada, Denmark, Germany, Netherlands, New Zealand, Sweden, Switzerland, the US. Although, controversially, only ever got to number two in the UK, but having done that, was the fifth biggest selling song of 1994 in the UK. So, very, very popular track. Although, All For One weren't the first people to record it. It was originally, I think it was released by All For One in 1994, and released by John Michael Montgomery, a country singer in the US, in 1993. So there we go, and it makes it to number 97 on the show that goes like this. Top 100 songs of all time countdown. What on earth could be coming next? Can you guess any of the tracks? I'm sure it'd be quite tricky. Well, we're back to the 70s once again, and in the capable hands of Mr. Bill Withers.
Call me.
Phoenix FM.
Back to 1972 then, and that classic track from Bill Withers, Lean On Me, covered by so many people. Number 96 on this countdown, and at number 95, possibly a surprising choice for some people, and again, I've learnt something about this following track just by doing the research for this show, so I'm excited to bring it to you. In the 90s, I started buying a lot of CDs. I started enjoying the music of Janet Jackson. She's done a lot of funky tracks. Here's a ballad, though, that I really enjoy the sentimentality of. Here's Janet with Again.
Phoenix FM.
I remember being quite surprised by the emotion of that track the first time I heard it. Janet Jackson's Again, and it wasn't written for her over some incredibly sentimental moment or relationship. It was actually written for a romantic film called Poetic Justice in 1993. So, yeah, there you go. I didn't know that until tonight. So, there you go. Now, that was number 95 on the countdown. Now we come to number 94. to a man who recorded this song in the 90s. It was originally written in 1970. Any idea what's coming up? You will as soon as you hear this intro. He was in madness. He went solo for a bit. It's Suggs. It's Cecilia.
Shaking my confidence daily. Oh, Cecilia, I'm down on my knees. I'm begging you please to come home. Cecilia, you're breaking my heart. You're shaking my confidence daily. Oh, Cecilia, I'm down on my knees. I'm begging you please to come.
Phoenix FM.
Well, there we go. Suggs' version of Cecilia, originally recorded by Simon and Garfunkel in 1970 on their Bridge Over Troubled Water album, and then done by Suggs in 1995 as a solo artist, and it got to number 4 in the UK charts, and I've always enjoyed it. Now, coming up, a little bit of a leap now to a bit more of a dancey track. I've always kind of quite liked sort of pop dance music, a bit more mainstream stuff. And here is such an example from Timbaland. Don't they make shoes?
Soulmates, talk to me, girl. got a huge old house, I rent a room in the house. Listen, baby girl, I ain't got a motorboat, but I can float your boat. So listen, baby girl, once you get a dose of dough, you gon' want some more. So listen, baby girl, when I make it, I want you there, want you there, yeah.
Phoenix FM.
All I'd like to bring you interesting information on this programme. In case you didn't know, Timbaland's real name, Timothy Mosley. There we go. Not Timothy Barland. That would have been good, wouldn't it? But, yeah, that was back in 2007, The Way I Are. And that was the track that knocked Rihanna and Jay-Z's Umbrella off the top of the charts, which had been number one for quite a while. I only stayed there a couple of weeks, but I enjoyed listening to it, and it made it to number 93 on this countdown. Number 92, a song which has gone on to cause controversy. Lawsuits, people are in the video for it, not liking it. Afterwards, time for a song I've always liked listening to, though controversy aside, Robin Thicke and a few others. Blurred Lines.
Everybody get up.
From Jamaica, it always
Phoenix FM.
Well, that did cause controversy, didn't it, after its release, although you can't deny its popularity. Released in 2013, biggest selling song of the year in the UK, the US, in Ireland and the Netherlands. Moving on swiftly, though, onto a song that must have taken them ages to come up with the lyrics. At 91 on this countdown, here's Daft Punk.
Phoenix FM.
Well, we're getting somewhere now on this countdown, aren't we? We've done the first 10 of tonight's 25 songs in an extravaganza of glory. And Daft Punk there, a 1997 release, Around the World, that is the only lyric. It's repeated 144 times, and I enjoyed it. As did many people. NME in the 2000s called it one of the top 150 songs of the last 15 years. But we're going to jump forward about a decade from Daft Punk's 97 release to 2008's release. Now at number 90 on this countdown, bit of Katy Perry.
Phoenix FM.
That only reached number 4 in the UK, but was a huge number 1 hit all over Europe and did very well for itself. Number 3 in the US, Katy Perry's Hot and Cold at number 90. Now coming up at number 89, a song released in the 70s that talks about the 60s that you can't help but enjoy when you listen to. It's got an infectious beat. Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons.
You know
Phoenix FM.
And as I said, December 63, Four Seasons classic track makes it to number 89 on this countdown. Four Seasons lead singer, confusingly, Frankie Valli, didn't sing the lead. It was written by the keyboard player. The drummer, Jerry Pulci, sang the lead. And Frankie Valli did the backing vocals and sang the bridge sections. And bass player Don Ciccone sang the falsetto part. It was all over the shop for that track, wasn't it? But still incredibly popular. Now from that to a Christmas number one that wasn't really a Christmas song, but you gotta love it. East 17.
Stay in love again.
Phoenix FM.
Well, released in November 1994, became Christmas number one of that year and went on to be the third biggest selling single of that year. Pretty incredible, only released in November. E17, always enjoyed listening to that one, always enjoyed singing along with it, trying to come up with extra harmonies. I remember still listening to it at university a couple of years after it had been released. Anyway, now then, from a boy band of the 90s that made it to number 88 on this countdown, to a boy band from the 60s that have made it to number 87. God only knows how.
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
Phoenix FM.
1966 release from the Beach Boys on their album Pet Sounds, God Only Knows. I've realised by doing this countdown for you on the show that goes like this, clearly I quite like some songs that have falsetto in them. I've definitely always enjoyed that with the Beach Boys, the multi-tracking and the different layers to it. Always found fascinating and very enjoyable. So what could possibly be coming up at number 86 on this countdown? We've had a corking load of tracks so far this evening, and probably only about halfway through the entire show. Plenty more still to come. I hope you're enjoying my selections, really. It's the show that goes like this, top 100 singles of all time. And whatever you think of the next one's position, if you think it should be higher, if you think it should be lower, harking back to Play Your Cards Right, which is nowhere near when this was released, it's too late to apologise.
Send feet back. but I just can't make a sound. You tell me that you need me, then you go and cut me down. But wait, you tell me that you're sorry.
FM.
What an amazingly successful track that was, written by One Republic's frontman Ryan Tedder and released in 2007, and then remixed by Timbaland, and that became the biggest selling song of 2007 and 2008 in many territories all across the world. A huge track, One Republic's Apologise, only makes it to number 86 on the Show That Goes Like This countdown, though. What on earth is one place higher than One Republic? Well, it's a song all about wanting to get away and not being able to. Enrique, simply trying to escape.
Love is something you can share.
takes is some trying.
Phoenix FM.
Released back in 2002, Enrique Iglesias' Escape. And another big hit all over the world, got to number 3 in the UK charts of that year. And that was number 85 on our countdown tonight. Remember, we're only going as far as 76 tonight to leave us 75 tracks for the next 3 weeks. In 3 weeks' time, you will know the show that goes like this, official number one track of all time. Anyway, now we're going to go to number 84 on this countdown, and once again, it's back to the 60s with a classic.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song. Start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid. You were made to go out and get her. The minute you let her under your skin, then you begin to make it better. Pain, hey Jude, refrain. Don't care
Phoenix FM.
What a song. What can you say about that that hasn't already been said? Just in case you don't know of its origins, was originally going to be entitled Hey Jules and was written to comfort Julian Lennon, John Lennon's son, obviously. 1968. Hey Jude. Originally when it was released, that was a radio edit, obviously, but originally released, it was over 7 minutes, with the na 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 part lasting for over 4 minutes. Incredible. But it's made it to number 84 on this countdown. And now we're jumping forward to the 90s once again, for a song, weirdly, that has associations with Batman. Here's Seal.
Side of me, love remains a drug that's the high and not the hill. But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become large and the light that you shine can't be seen? Baby, I can bring you to a kiss from a rose on the grave. A man can tell you, so much he can say. You remain my power, my pleasure, my pain. Baby, to me you're like a grown addiction that I can't deny. Won't you tell me, is that healthy, baby? But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become a light and the light that you shine can't be seen? Baby, I can pay you to a kiss from a rose on the grave. Ooh, the more I get of you, the stranger it feels, yeah. Now that your rose is in bloom, a light hits the gloom on the grave. So much a man can tell me, so much he can say. You remain my power, my pleasure, my pain. To me you're like a grown addiction that I can't deny. Now won't you tell me, is that healthy, baby? But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become large and the light that you shine can't be seen? On the grave. Ooh, the more I get of you, the stranger it feels, yeah. Now that your rose is in bloom, a light hits the gloom on the grave. Yes, I can pay you to a kiss from a rose on the grave. Ooh, the more I get of you, the stranger it feels, yeah. Now that your rose is in bloom, a
bloom, a light hits the gloom on the grave.
Phoenix FM.
Well, I said that track had associations with Batman. Many Batman fans may know that was on the soundtrack to Batman Forever, the Val Kilmer Batman. And I think that played over the end credits. But here's something you may not have known. That was 1995, but the track was actually originally released in 1994 to feature in the film The Neverending Story 3. There's a shocker. There can't be many new songs that feature on two films in consecutive years on both their soundtracks. So, yeah, I found that quite shocking. Anyway, Seal has made it to number 83 on this countdown. Who's coming in at number 82? Well, we're going to stay ballady for this track and another one afterwards. We're slowing it down here on the show that goes like this right now. At number 82, it's Connor Reeves and the beautiful Earthbound.
You took me higher than I've ever. Now that we're strangers, I've come down again. Back to the real world, back to the real world, back to the ground. And not high above it, without your loving, now I'm because your love, it lifted me above it all. Without it, it's leaving me so far to fall. I hope you find what you're looking for. I never thought there could be any more. But if you really have to go, take the high, I'll take the low. But when you leave me, don't you know? You leave me earthbound. You took me to the ground. Not high above it, up where the love is. Now I'm we used to say that we were far away, because our love, it took us to another place, and it's so hard for me to face. But if you really have to go, you take the high, I'll take the low. Ooh, ooh. But when you leave me, don't you know? You leave me alone.
Phoenix FM.
I think he's got a great voice, Connor Reeves, and what a lovely track as well, Earthbound. Always enjoyed singing that one myself, but 1997 release, stayed in the charts quite a while, 11 weeks, something like that, but never got any higher than number 25 in the UK. Connor Reeves and Earthbound. Now then, moving on. We're now coming up to number 81 in this countdown, the show that goes like this, top 100 tracks of all time. And now it's time to bring you a little bit of melancholy. So if you're feeling quite positive, prepare to feel momentarily a little bit sadder, in a lovely way, with a phenomenal track from R.E.M.
Slide. Hang on.
Phoenix FM.
From REM's 1992 album Automatic for the People, the classic Everybody Hurts, which has achieved critical acclaim since its release. It peaked at number 29 in the US Billboard chart, got to the top 10 in Australia, Canada, France, Iceland, Ireland, Netherlands and the UK. And a year after its release, Q magazine ranked it number 31 in their 1001 Best Songs Ever. So it's done pretty well, and much of it was written by REM's drummer Bill Berry, who then ironically went on not to play many drums on the final track and was replaced by a drum machine. So, yeah, there you go. A little bit more information for you about the creation of some of the tracks on tonight's countdown. REM, Everybody Hurts, number 81. Time to get a bit faster again. A bit of angst, is it coming through now? We're getting dancier very slightly with a huge track from Gaga. Oh, oh, oh.
Je t'en amour, I don't wanna be proud. gaga, ooh la la, wild yellow romance.
Phoenix FM.
Now, if you want an example of a worldwide hit, there is one from Lady Gaga, originally released just a few days after my birthday in October 2009. That has gone on to achieve success in so many places. Number one in Australia, Austria, Bulgaria, Canada, Czech Republic, Denmark, Finland, France, Germany, Hungary, Iceland, Ireland, Israel, Italy, Mexico, Norway, Poland, Romania, Russia, Slovakia, Spain, Sweden, Switzerland, the UK, the US, and many other places achieved critical success as well. Huge, huge track for Lady Gaga. I remember the video and dancers wearing spiky outfits and particularly large hats and spiky things and looking, making you feel a little bit uneasy watching the video, which I guess was part of what it was all about and what the vibe was all about, as well. So there we go. Number 80 on this list, Lady Gaga's Bad Romance. We've only got 4 tracks left to bring you tonight. What on earth are they going to be? Can you guess? Is there any hope of even trying to guess? Should you even bother? That's down to you. The show that goes like this, 100 best songs of all time, at number 79, Taylor Swift.
Once upon a time, a few mistakes ago, I was in your sights, you got me alone.
Phoenix FM.
Taylor Swift's 2012 release Trouble there got to number 2 in the UK charts. Bit of a departure from her until then mainly country kind of music, and that's quite why I enjoyed it and why it's made it to number 79 on the 100 greatest tracks of all time. So what's at number 78? Well, sometimes it doesn't matter who's written a song or how well it does. Sometimes you just listen to it, shut up and dance.
Oh, don't you dare look back, just keep your eyes on me. I said you're holding back, she said shut up and dance with me. This woman is my destiny, she said ooh, ooh, shut up and dance with me. We were victims of the night, the chemical, physical,
Phoenix FM.
American band Walk the Moon with their 2014 release Shut Up and Dance With Me, which has made it to 78 on this countdown. That was based upon the real experience of the band's lead singer, whose girlfriend asked him to dance in a club. Always exciting. So, what, two tracks left tonight? We're finishing at 76, remember? What's the penultimate one of the evening at 77? One I always enjoy listening to. It's time for Wheatus.
But she doesn't know who I am. my block, and he drives a Naira. But he doesn't know who I am, and he doesn't give a damn about me. 'Cause I'm just a teenage dirtbag, baby. Yeah, I'm just a teenage dirtbag, baby. Listen to Iron Maiden, maybe with me. It's prom night and I am lonely, lo and behold, she's walking over to me, this must be fake, my lip starts to shake, how does she know who I am, and why does she give a damn about?
I've got 2 tickets to Iron Maiden.
Phoenix FM.
Well, Wheatus's 2000 release there, Teenage Dirtbag, incredibly successful, and we're going to play out tonight having done 25 of the first 100 best songs of all time according to the show that goes like this, because now at number 76 is a track from Fatboy Slim. Can you guess which one it is to finish the show? I will be back next week to carry on this countdown from number 75 to number 51. So please join me again. It's sure to be a blast. Thanks for being here tonight. See you very soon. Time for the Rockefeller Skank.
Right about now, the Funk Soul Brother. Check it out now, the Funk Soul Brother. Right about now, the Funk Soul Brother. Check it out now. The Funk Soul Brother, right about now. The Funk Soul Brother, check it out now. The Funk Soul Brother, right about now. The Funk Soul Brother, right about now. About now. About now. About now. about now. Funk Soul Brother, check it out now. Funk Soul Brother, right about now. Funk Soul Brother, check it out now. Funk Soul Brother, right about now.
Da 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 da